Yo, it's the most dope show. It's about that time to get live. Take a break from your 8 to 5. Them other guys don't have the ability to rip it. We kick it. Three guys on representing with the most killer spirit. And we coming with the jokes. So you better grab a good pen and pad for your notes. And forget them other folks, cause we got the best quotes. Randolph does more than just jokers. He woke and he got the files. Tell Andy Klein to turn up the dial. I don't know where that boy Tim is now. Raising a daughter, he hella proud. Andy is straight up and Randolph ain't here for racist. When Tim Miller hit that, got funny as shit. The sock puppets always be there to assist. Too many to name, but they all of this shit. I guess I could try. Love me some Frankie French. Milner and
Mike B.
Be lit. I cannot forget about Petey and Chris. J.L. Covan with them Trump impressions. Riding Karen coming from the black guy who tips. That's a whole damn nation, so they always near. Pop, pop, bang, bang. Getting green, romaine. Three guys on sock puppet nation. Gang, gang.
Yeah. What up,
Dominic?
Puerto Rico, suave. I know you thought I forgot about you, but I ain't gonna get about you, bro. Yeah, yeah. Puerto Rico, oh, Puerto Rico, suave.
I've never used DoorDash. Is it an app?
Yeah, there's an app for it.
Yeah.
I've never used it either, actually. I saw there's a there's a subreddit called about DoorDash that I saw once, and it was all horror stories. I was like, yeah, I don't think I want to do that. But I do have someone gave me a DoorDash gift card once. I have like a $25 gift card that I've never used.
Yeah, we've used it before. I love them.
Do you? So Dr. Avery used it during the podcast. Interesting. What's the horror story on DoorDash?
It's just a lot of like, this driver was weird. They sent their kid to the door. My food seemed to be half eaten. Like those kinds of shit. But you're going to see negative stories if you look for them. People don't post their positive stories, which is like 99% of them.
Yeah, and a lot of places have gotten better with that over the years. Like a lot of stores and restaurants, they put shit over it. So like almost like tamper-free.
Yeah.
You know, so they can be sure. So when you get it, you know the driver hadn't touched it or stuck their finger into the shit.
Right.
Keith Lee done a DoorDash review yet?
I don't think he reviews services. He just reviews food so far. Maybe that'll change. I order from DoorDash.
He'll use DoorDash to like pick something up, but he won't. But it's not the same as reviewing the actual DoorDash.
Right.
Kirby's saying early on in the pandemic, a lot of drivers eating the food. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, and I think that's what prompted them to do shit. Like, whenever you order from certain places, your drinks would have, like, stickers across them. The bags would be sealed, like, shit like that.
I just chalk it up to the food gods.
Yeah, pay a little food, DoorDash tax.
Little fry tax. Ain't never hurt nobody. They gonna get some fries.
Hold up, I want your fingers in my fries. I'm gonna be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they've been.
You don't use DoorDash. That's my
big fear about DoorDash, shit like that.
DoorDash and Uber Eats, like you just sign up through the app. They do a background check on you. If you don't have a criminal record, you can drive for them. You have to upload information about your car and your driver's license. But as opposed to a place like going to work at Domino's or something where the manager interviews you, and if you're a weird squirrely guy, they can filter you out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And with DoorDash, you as the customer can give negative reviews. You can complain through the app to DoorDash the service, but that crazy person may be working there for a while before they get complaints and get kicked off the app. And then what happens is some of these horror stories.
You end up with the food with dick sweat on it for some reason.
Right, exactly. And you're like, you didn't know there's dick sweat on it. Sometimes a guy will drive for DoorDash, get his account suspended because he's a crazy person. And then you'll order DoorDash and the driver will be some woman. It'll be a woman's name. And then a guy comes to the door because now he's using his girlfriend's DoorDash account to deliver. Whereas a restaurant like Domino's or Pizza Hut weeds a lot of that shit out because you're accountable to the restaurant. Whereas with DoorDash, you're an independent contractor. Literally, you're just on your own. And some of them, this is the other thing to do. They have DoorDash and Grubhub and Uber Eats accounts. And they'll be working all three at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have your order picked up 3 minutes away, and then you'll see the driver go in a whole different direction for 15 minutes.
We've
and
had
then
to
go somewhere
before.
Else and then come back to you because they're working multiple apps at the same time. And so those are the horror stories. Now, most
and
of
they're making
just,
it so you have to like tip them before you even do get the food.
Yeah.
So you don't already tipped them. Watch them drive off with your tip, basically.
Because you want to incentivize them choosing your place first. You know, otherwise they might put you last on their list. And so those are the horror stories. I think most of them are pretty routine. You just order and it shows up, no big deal. But I've never actually used it. I've never actually used Uber Eats, none of those services.
Yeah. And a lot of them real good about refunds for the simple fact that, you know, so many people have different things that happen. You know, sometimes the driver might forget a drink or something like that, you know, could just rush in. They don't get like the entire order. So, you know, you go in there, but like, here's your money. I was like, yeah, a lot of times I do that because it's more convenient for them just to return you your money than it is to go through the hassle of getting to the driver.
And the way the way they do it, if they can't find your house or something, they can only communicate with you through the app. So if like the house numbers are not visible, they can't find you. They're texting you through the app and calling. You might not be picking up your phone because a number you don't recognize is calling you. You might be texting with them. But if they're driving, they're not allowed to return texts. So if they're on the road, you can't communicate with them. So all those things, I feel like, make it worse than like calling Domino's or something, because those places, they communicate better. But I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just behind the times. I've never used any of those services. I've never used anything other than like the store itself who has drivers they've hired to bring in the food.
So you don't use like Instacart and things like that either, Dan?
No, I'm tempted to. I just never have. Maybe I'll do it one of these days. I was thinking about also Gold Belly. I'm like, why don't I use Gold Belly?
I love Gold Belly. Roger has found some absolute amazing places through Gold Belly that we otherwise wouldn't even get to try. And Gold Belly is real good, particularly if something needs to be cold. That shit will open up and it'll like smoke. You know how they do like them packets of smoke? It like you open it up, that shit be smoking. It had little things. Don't touch this. Your hands will freeze type of shit on it. You know what I'm saying? You'll fuck yourself up. Because Roger has like some pizza, some big old pizza by the slice. I forgot. I don't know what that place is, but it's absolutely delicious. And I ordered Instacart, particularly when Roger was in New York, because I'm like, I'm not going to the store. So we use them a lot.
And my wife did.
Works for Gold Belly.
Yeah, Courtney's, that's how I heard about Gold Belly. Was through Courtney. I didn't know about it before he started working there. But
he's traveling the earth.
My wife ordered a cake for her mother on Gold Belly. It's like some 20-layer chocolate peanut butter cake, some crazy thing. And when it showed up, the dry ice had pretty much all completely thawed. And the cake was kind of smushed a little bit. So I think she got a refund. They let you, you know, they let you like take pictures and send it in. But that dry ice doesn't always, if it's an extra day in shipping, it's not going to keep it cold necessarily. But apparently they're pretty good about taking care of you if something goes wrong.
They are. Like I said, we haven't had any major problems, you know, with them and using them. And like I said, particularly if it's like the big famous restaurants where, not that funny, you know that you probably will never get there anytime soon unless you're like in that city, but everybody raves about it.
Right.
If they're on that list, you can get a lot of food shipped to you that way.
Yeah, I want to get like one of those authentic Chicago pizza type things.
I know here in Texas, Instacart is owned by HEB. So it's HEB that's delivering your food to you.
Ain't that a grocery store?
Yeah.
Okay.
Itchy butt.
Courtney.
I think I'm going with that church's turkey, Andy, for Thanksgiving.
Oh, the Popeyes turkey?
The Popeyes, excuse me. Did I say churches?
You said churches. Popeyes.
I'm about to say, they do turkey?
A church's turkey would be like 87 pounds. Can you imagine?
Right.
They have to put that in on a truck.
That shit would be gigantic.
Here's an ostrich from churches.
Yeah.
Check with Popeyes and make sure you don't have to reserve it in advance. I know they used to do that. You would just reserve it ahead of time.
Every Popeyes?
Yeah, but sometimes I think in the past people would reserve them like a few weeks out. And then they would always have extra so you could walk in. But if you walk in, they might be out. And you got to find a different Popeyes. But you want to get it early because you got to thaw it for a good 3 days. The first one I got, I thawed it for 3 days. It was still kind of frozen. The one I got last year, I thawed it for 4 days just to make sure.
Oh, it's $99.
Oh, the price went up. Last year's price is not this year's price.
Not today's price.
No lie. Yeah.
It went up by a lot.
Not do it now.
Last year was like $60, I think. That's a huge markup. Cajun turkey.
$99 plus tax.
How many people to feed?
It's a regular sized turkey. It's like
Here's something. Popeye's 12 to 15 pound turkey. This isn't USA Today. Popeye's Cajun Thanksgiving. Here's how to order it.
You're off mic.
Thanksgiving meal, Cajun style turkey, available for pre-order.
Yeah.
Offering an option to take the headache out of preparing cooking, blah, 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 blah. Holiday bird feeds between 8 to 12 people and costs $99.
Is that with sides too, or just the turkey now?
Popeye says it will donate a percentage of the profits to the Popeye Foundation, which helps out January 6th people in.
It helps out the executives at Popeye to buy a new boat.
Right.
The Popeye Foundation.
And they realize how popular they were too.
Which helps provide food and support to its employees during difficult times.
And the employees are the CEOs.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. So this website says it costs less if you pick it up in store or rather than have it delivered to you.
Why would I have it delivered? It's stored right in the corner. Here's an order now. Get a free delivery when you order online or visit your nearest Popeyes to order in store. Maybe let's just go to the store.
Just go. Yeah, you ask them at Popeyes.
$99.
That might be like some extra shit for like delivery to your house or something. Besides
ordering it online and stuff, just go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went the two times I've gotten it, I literally just went into the store without a reservation and asked if they had it. But the year before that, I couldn't get one because they were all sold out. All the ones in the area were sold out. But generally, they have extra if you go in like a week ahead of time. They should have some, but technically, if you reserve it, you won't have an issue.
If you go today or tomorrow, if they have one, all you have to do is just stick it in the fridge. And then by the time
we don't have that kind of space in our freezer, though, that's the thing for a turkey. I don't have that kind of space.
Yeah, you gotta
you have a cooler?
Keep it frozen.
Yeah, I do have a cooler, but I have to keep putting ice on it. I don't know. I have to think about storage. If I could order it and tell them, look, hold it for me when the time comes.
That's what you do. Yeah, you pick it up, you order it, and you reserve it, and then you go get it like the Sunday before Thanksgiving or the Monday before, and you just thaw it out.
That's what I'm saying. This Sunday and this Monday is the.
That's still a week out.
It's still a week out.
My question is, how jive are these turkeys?
Good question.
They're Cajun. They're fairly jive.
Okay. Okay. So they should hold.
Yeah, they should have some rhythm to them.
A few days.
$99. That's got to be some extra thing on there. Unless they raise it that much.
It was just a turkey.
Yeah, like the ones I've gotten were just the turkey.
Mm.
Turkey only. And then this first year I got it was still frozen, so it took a lot longer to cook because you're really just reheating it. Second year I got smarter about it. I thawed it for an extra day. Because they keep it. It's not just in a freezer. It's like in a deep freezer. It's like solid. When they get
the walk-in.
When
I was a manager at a restaurant, Sundays was our inventory night. So we would go into the walk-in freezer and count all of the inventory to see where we were at and see what we needed to order and everything like that.
Yeah.
To go in there, it was like we were doing an Arctic expedition. We'd put on the big ass coat with the hood, gloves, face mask, everything, because that thing is sub-zero temperatures.
Yeah.
And you'll get sick, because that's how I got sick, going back and forth between going in there real quick and coming out, going in there, and ended up getting very sick because of that. Because, you know, your body temperature is going from hot to cold.
Yeah. And so you're sitting there with your clipboard and your pen trying to write down shit, and you're freezing your ass off.
Thick ass mitts.
Oh, here's an article that says last year the Popeyes turkey, if you bought it to deliver to your home, was $95, but in store pickup was $50. This year, the delivery to your home is $100, and they haven't announced the in store pickup price.
Okay, so it probably,
as of a month ago,
to the home is $100.
That's the $99. It goes straight to your house. You don't have to go to the Popeyes. But there's a...
I'll go up there tomorrow and see what's what.
Yeah, just ask them. They'll tell you what to do.
Makes sense, because some people go, I don't feel like going to the Popeyes.
Yeah. Yeah, because it shouldn't be more than like... Mine was because like 60 after tax last year.
They don't want to deal with those people.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, not those people. Imagine this, though.
You know, you got to have a, you got to take a background check to drive for DoorDash.
Yeah.
But you can run for president with like 80, with like 50, 11 open cases against you.
Yep. You can run. And if you get elected, it doesn't matter what your background is.
Yeah.
You can get a security clearance.
Even if you're in jail, you can get elected.
You sure can.
You can get, yeah, that we talked about that when Trump first took office. Like the people working landscaping at the White House have gone through more background checks than the president. Because the election is the background check. He's now able to access classified information, even though he would not pass the background check that anyone else would have to pass.
No, he would not.
For their job.
God,
yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. There should be some provision where, like, if you can't get a security clearance, then you're not eligible
to
run.
Yeah. Look, if you can't work at McDonald's.
Stop talking common sense, Andy.
Why?
You're not here for all that bullshit.
You can't get a job at McDonald's. You can't do this job.
Like, Jared Kushner kept failing his security clearances, and then Trump was just like, just give it to him. And they gave it to him because he overrides the process. So right. It's like, if you're ineligible to see classified information, then you shouldn't be president. All of them should get cleared before they run.
Which is what you think would should happen.
Right. Or you don't get cleared and you can't run. And then, you know, it sucks to be you, I guess.
Jared Kushner got to work at the highest levels of government.
Yeah. That dude, Vivek Ramaswamy, he's all slimy. I don't know if he passed a security clearance. He's a weird dude.
He won't.
Very strange guy.
He won't.
Like a scammer.
Pablo Torre went to school with him.
They used car salesman. Yeah, they went to college together.
He said that he called himself the something, the V or something like that. He used to raise his hand like this, make it like a V.
Yeah.
For Vivek.
Yeah, he was like the kid who always was a contrarian and challenged the teacher and all that shit. You can see that.
No other reason than to hear himself talk.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's up on stages at these debates talking that good shit. At least he thinks it's good shit.
Well, he had that moment where he said he brought up Nikki Haley's daughter being on TikTok and Nikki Haley called him scum for bringing her kids into it. I think her daughter's an adult, first of all.
Yeah, her daughter is an adult. So
I mean, I don't take anyone's side in that, but it's like he likes to poke at people. He likes to antagonize. He's using that Trump playbook where he wants to be the guy who hurls insults throughout the whole debate and talks shit about people. It's not going to win or anything.
Ron DeSantis gave the ugly smile again.
Yeah. Well, nobody's, I mean, it's over for everybody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, Tim Scott unveiled his girlfriend.
Oh, so yeah.
I can't imagine anybody beating him now.
She came in from the other school. Mm-hmm. And,
Mindy.
So who do you hire? I mean, who's his girlfriend?
SAG strike ended, and then his girlfriend
played out. People can start working again.
This is what the union fought for. She got health care and everything.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she's
what are you doing?
She did a little photo op after the debate. She came on stage. And later afterwards, he confirmed, yes, that's my lady friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mindy something or other.
A white woman.
White.
That's the groundbreaking thing that I don't think anybody's gonna talk about, but he's going down in the Republican history books for blacks.
There she is.
Because we've seen black people run for president as Republicans, but they knew good enough right to have a black wife.
That looked like a staffer.
Why did I agree to this bullshit?
Yes, that looked like a staffer. He was like, you, come here. Be my girlfriend.
He has audacity having a white wife. And I don't think we not respect a white woman as his paramour.
Okay.
We're not respecting that enough.
Right.
Because we know the playbook for the GOP is stay in your lane. Like, you can run. You can run for president as a black man, but you better have a black ass wife.
Yeah. Right. His smile is very gummy.
And she better not look too good either. You better not have no fine black wife. We don't do that. We want to feel them old antebellum feelings about your wife.
You got a lot of gum and teeth.
What yo? We want Ben Carson's wife out there. That's what we accept. That's what we accept.
We don't want. Don't be showing up here with no fine black woman. That's out of limits. You can, and now he done totally broke the mold to show up with a white woman.
Yeah.
Woo.
That he brought from Central Casting. Mm-hmm. He called the agency. Listen, I need somebody to play. Okay, well the strike's over, so we can come on out.
After they interviewed him after when they talked about it, that was interesting. He was like, "Oh yeah, I love her warm, moist vagina," and stop it. The way that whole thing, you know, just works down there because I'm big, I'm huge into that with my penis. Love it.
I love to insert my penis into that place.
Yeah, 5 out of 5. The fallopian tubes are outstanding.
Sir,
and
I don't think you've ever been with
big,
a woman.
Big fan of everything going down with the uterus. Vote for me.
I like areolas. Vote for me. What the hell is this?
Tim Scott came into office at age 30 when he first started his political career,
was
proclaiming he was a 30-year-old virgin. And
he ran on that, by the way.
Yeah,
like, I believe he had never had sex with a woman at 30. I believe that.
I can see that too.
The point I'm asking is, why are you running on that? That's
because
that's
he's evangelical.
Mm-hmm.
He was
because we need to put God back in.
Although, as
politics.
I said, that's his. Oh, he's 46.
This was in 2012. This article. He was
46
to get
some tang.
At 46, he said he was no longer a virgin, but at 30, he ran on being a virgin.
I like that it got weird enough for him to go back and say, I did have some sex at some point.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not proud about it, though.
I don't know what age it was, but at some point he had to be like, okay, 40-year-old virgin makes no sense.
Right.
30? Right, exactly. Okay. But now I'm 43. I got to tell somebody I'm getting some pussy somehow.
When the movie came out, he was like, well, it was cute, but not in real life.
I can't relate.
He was in the theater. What are everybody laughing at? So goddamn funny around here. Okay, he got toys in his house. I don't see why y'all. What's so funny?
So they do feel probably, like sandbags.
He told audiences he had never had sexual contact with a woman. He didn't say contact. He said sexual congress with a woman because it was against. Trust me, he said sexual congress. He didn't say contact.
The person
was writing it was like, did you say? That was contact, right? No, Congress.
There was some kind of disclosure about money for being a congressman and spending it on things. He took a woman named Z Patel, who ran a lingerie store, to a 3-day conservative retreat, and she stayed with him. So that was how it kind of came up again. And he's like, oh, yeah. That was his
trial balloon.
I've had sex, yeah.
He said, okay, I can't go all the way white. I can't hop out the box with white. They'll send me home from this conservative conference. Right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go with brown. And we're going to see what the response is. And I'm going to tell them I'm having sex.
Then I go up the color chart. I'll go.
Yeah. Hopefully, if I look at my 10-year plan, I should be at white right around presidential time, around 2023.
Right. He said he didn't stick to his pledge of virginity, abstinence. The Bible's right. You're better off to wait. I just wish we all had more patience. So he regretted having sex, apparently.
I'm sure Z Patel loved hearing that.
Somebody right? in there regretted it. Yeah, somebody in there regretted
it. She was
it.
Regretting it.
I don't know if it was him.
No. Z Patel loved hearing that.
I know he heard that's it was it.
It wasn't worth it. I had sex and I'm no longer a virgin. And honestly,
and she looked at me crazy.
Every day I wake up and I wish I was still a virgin.
Look at the thing. This is where I was like, this is fake. Later at dinner with staffers, a waitress took notice of Scott and he seemed to take notice back. I think you're hot, she said, and put her palm on Scott's shaved head. I can feel your heat from over here. Yeah. As things that have never been said ever in real life.
Was she checking for a fever?
Like, exactly. What the hell is this?
Like, that's exactly what your mama says before she sticks a thermometer somewhere.
And she's a waitress. Were they at
butt?
Were they at Hooters?
I think you're
what
hot.
What waitress does that? No, waitresses don't come over. I think you're hot. And then he's just like, oh, shucks.
I was just about to say, Dom don't write no shit like this. This is terrible. Terrible.
I think you're hot.
Get out of here.
I can feel your heat. You know what she said to me?
Oh, shoot.
You know what she said to me? She said, I think you're hot. And then she put her hand on my head.
Just like that.
Shucks. She say anything else? Oh, no. Yeah, she said, I can feel your heat from over here.
I tipped her. I tipped her really a lot.
I gave her the tip.
And I got hard.
Man, if Tim's got still your woman, you just gotta you gotta leave Earth. You gotta take take a vow of celibacy.
That can't happen. Who is the person?
You gotta be like, I was using this penis all wrong. There's no way this man.
Tim Scott is stealing somebody from. That's not happening.
What staffer gave her $20 and dared her to say it?
Right, exactly.
I dare you to say he's hot.
Just say it. Just say he's hot.
Listen, we're trying to get his spirits up. Could you do us a favor?
I don't know if you know my friend. He's special needs.
No.
He just needs this is his last day. This is make his wish.
His name is Timmy.
We think it would be, you know, nice if you could just say, you know, you think he's hot.
I think he's hot.
He took Z Patel, who ran a lingerie store called Bits of Lace, which specializes in custom fitted bras. He took her for a 3-day getaway to the exclusive Cloister Beach Club on the Georgia coast as part of a junket paid for by the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative think tank. So he had to disclose that. That's why it came out.
How did they meet? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a great question.
Scott claims Miss Patel is merely a close family friend and said it was actually his mother's idea to bring her along.
You told people that?
His mama's like, that's a nice young lady.
Oh, man.
He intended to bring his aunt, he said, but when she couldn't go, he invited Miss Patel, according to the
Post. That's even worse.
That's worse. Every sentence makes it worse.
Yeah, everything he's saying is.
He was 46 at the time. He was 46 years old.
Bruh, just be gay, man.
I was
going
to bring my cousin, but she was busy. So
if he really is gay, man, I hope he can just be gay, because this is worse than being gay.
This is ridiculous.
They're like, even with the people that hate gay people in his party, they rather him be gay than this.
Okay, so she stayed in his suite, $876 a night suite,
in along with him and his mother.
With his mother? Come on, Andy, come on.
In 2010, he paid her $1,650 to work on his transition team. So he kept her around. I don't know if that was like for bras for the transition team or what. What value did she have on his transition
Everybody
team?
Got fitted.
Everybody got fitted.
At this point, I feel like she should be shamed. At what point are you not embarrassed? I'd be like, man, look at how you talking about your mama told me to come.
And she shows up with her special lingerie and his mother right. Also in the room, like on a cot.
She's like, can't you just tell people we fucking?
Right.
I know we're not, but just tell people we're having sex. I'd rather people think I had sex with Tim Scott.
So, okay. So let's say that there's two beds in the room. And I'm being generous. Let's say there's two beds.
You're right. I already know where you're going.
Not a single bed in a couch.
Yes. He slept with his mama.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mark knew too. Everybody knew where you were going.
Thank you.
You know he slept with his mama.
Who slept where? This is like.
Yeah, the whole bed to myself.
Me and Ava share a bedroom. He
definitely sleeps in the full length pajamas. That go like the dress thing and he got the hat with it. You know that the hat?
Yeah.
And then I just picture him blowing out a lantern for some reason. I don't know why, but I just picture that's part of it too. And he's like, it's time for bed, mama. And they get in the bed.
He put off the glass and go.
And he says, good night. Good night, Z. Good night. Well, good night,
before,
mama.
Good night, good night.
Good nights. Before the good nights, they had to read some of the good word.
Of course. He prays.
And then the good word. And then the good.
He kisses mama on the cheek, but not Z.
No.
Kiss on the forehead.
Good night, mama. Good night, baby. Good night, Z.
Miss Patel.
And they slowly turn out their lights one by one.
And then he got, they got up early because mama got up early. So they all had to get up early, go down and eat that breakfast. Eat the early breakfast.
Of course, you know, mama gonna wake up for the sun.
And this is not the woman that I think he claims to have had sex with. Cause
right.
He says later, he says he's no longer a proud virgin. He doesn't necessarily condone his own behavior. He says at the end of the day, the Bible is very clear. Abstinence until marriage, not to do so is a sin. So he's not even saying, oh, yeah, me and her. He's just saying somewhere along the line, I had sex with a lady.
I just picture when he first was talking to this woman being like, where he was like, now, I do want you to know I am a Christian. And I do not believe in having sex before marriage. She's like, oh, thank God. Okay. All right. Yeah, we can go out. We can do whatever the fuck. Whatever you want to go to a resort or something? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Is it nice? Can I get my own room?
Your mama coming? Yeah, anybody can come. Who gives a fuck?
GPS. He stay playing on our faces like we don't know what the fuck is happening.
Yeah.
So that was 46-year-old Tim Scott. And now 58-year-old Tim Scott, 57-year-old Tim Scott.
Damn.
Has a girlfriend. He has a girlfriend named Mindy, and she's from South Carolina as well. Actually,
when you say girlfriend, you have to say it with an asterisk in your voice. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, that's what
he's got a girlfriend. Now.
He's got a lady he's got friend. A
girlfriend. Now, you gotta say that with asterisk. He's got a girlfriend.
Jeez. I couldn't be no reporter because I definitely get fired the day they brought this woman to work. Now kiss. Nah, kiss then. Nah, that's your girl. Oh, what? Oh, I'm the bad guy. Okay.
Yeah, you be sitting right up in HR's office, sir.
Right.
He says they started dating about a year ago, is what he said.
Was it about a year ago?
About a year ago. He so far has gotten to first base with her.
Was it about a year ago?
He did some heavy petting at a movie once.
Made contact with the agency and told them to get you somebody on retainer just in case.
I did touch your waistline.
Yeah.
Have the case, have the person all set up. I need a good background file on her. Get that going. Get everything together.
We've held hands
her at some point.
We had a nice picnic.
The fact that no one knows who this woman is blowing me.
Nobody.
Yeah. They have her name now. Like someone went to her Instagram and said, she's been on Instagram for a few years, but her last post. Her earliest post was from March of this year. Suspicious, right? I'm like, well, no, people delete their Instagram posts.
Right.
Their older ones. But she probably has scrubbed her feed because she was being revealed. She knew what was going to happen.
Because I remember the first post I saw, it's deleted now, but it was actress will work for, available for roles of girlfriend, right. Wife.
Sister.
Non-union, no problem.
She deleted those.
Yeah, if you Google her name now, there's stuff that comes up. Like I think she's like a realtor or something. Someone posted her job.
Told you like an intern.
They're strategically placing stuff out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is her. That's her name, Mindy Nose or Nose.
The girlfriend project.
No, we don't believe you.
Yeah,
they started They invented this woman about 6 months ago.
Hey, well, I'm telling you, I need a background on her. I need you to put together a good background dossier on her. It has to be foolproof.
All this shit is all these pictures is made by the same people that helped the white kids get into school for the celebrities. Yeah, she's on the. She also does some rowing.
Why she look like the generic mom in all the photos that you go pick from the Walmart? You know how you go pick and they had the picture of the family?
Because she's an amalgamation of artificial intelligence.
I think so,
blending a bunch of pictures together into a human.
And that makes sense. I'm with you. I agree.
So, yeah, New York Post and Daily Mail have both done Who is Tim Scott's Girlfriend articles. And
no one knows.
She's 47. He's 58.
Just Robin.
Mother of three.
Mother of three.
Let me see them kids.
Yeah.
All those poor kids.
I'm telling you. See, now they're going too far. You're going too far with the background story because then you got to cast kill. Now we got to go out and cast children.
Yeah, the kids are like, now why am I buying it?
Right.
Yeah. I just want to go to school, Mom.
Who was the head writer on this project?
Right.
Who didn't look deep enough?
This is bad writing.
Can't have her be the mother of children because then we have to cast children. Don't do that. Too late, it's already out. God damn it.
They can just do like Mobius kids and keep them in the background.
Yeah.
She's an interior designer is what she is. And she's an avid runner and tennis enthusiast.
She do like look like a HGTV person who's going to fix your home. And she also look like she plays pickleball.
Exactly. She does. She has a pickleball look. And yeah, she's doing the big reveal at the end of the show. Like, come look at your new dining room. What do you think?
She knows to walk 5 feet behind them, too.
Yeah, she watched her three older brothers play football at the Citadel. I swear to God, this is right. I'm telling you, somebody wrote this shit.
Yeah.
Three Citadel. Brothers.
Trust somebody going to go to the Citadel to verify this.
Played football at the Citadel.
And this is your new home.
Yeah, this is like her walking around. I guess these are pictures of her at work.
Yes. And we had a $3,000 budget. Listed to love it.
I'm a single mother of three looking for love. And
look, there it is. It's unclear how old Nasa's three children are.
Mm. Yeah, leave the kids out of this.
Them poor babies didn't ask for this.
So she has an Instagram with her interior design work.
That's because those babies don't exist, Kay. Don't really exist. They're not people. It's all guesswork at this point.
Her Instagram is all
now we
got
to go hire actors to play these kids' roles. So we got to decide on how old the kids are. That's another thing. How old are they?
Right. No, nobody. You know what? I'm starting to agree with the conspiracy because ain't no age of the kids and nothing.
A hard script to write. So how old are these kids? Damn it.
Oh, they also played pickleball. Her and Tim Scott. See?
I had to be somewhere.
You called it.
Good call, Karen.
He did a piece in September 2023 about his love life. He reported they had hit it off while using an app to study the Bible together. Come on.
Not the Bible.
Okay, that's a little much.
I'm telling you.
They also
that
played
is, that's a
little
shit
much.
You whiteboard. How did they meet? Okay, how about this? They were running in the park. Tim was sitting down reading the Bible, of course, and she tripped over him.
Oh yeah, and yeah.
I mean, that's close, but
how about
she went down? She went to a junkyard to try to return some stuff. There was these street urchins out there, sitting on the back of a pickup truck, and he was wearing a toboggan and a red toboggan and a brown coat.
Right. I like it, but. It seems too familiar.
She walked over. She said, "Hey, gang!" And then one of them was like, "Hey, yourself! Hey, hey, hey!" And then Tim Scott said,
"I like it."
Tim Scott stepped up and he was like, "Oh, because you looking kind of good today, baby."
It seems too familiar.
Okay, all right.
They went to the zoo together and played pickleball and dined out together.
Karen, what was that thing you were talking about? The pickleball? What was that again?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
they played pickleball.
He played pickleball.
Pickleball.
Like
can we put the Bible somewhere into the pickleball?
She was playing pickleball, and then she thought that she saw a turtle. Okay. She almost tripped over. She picked up the turtle. Turned out it was Tim Scott.
Senator Tim Scott.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Her senator was walking by.
I'm liking this. I don't know if I like the turtle part, but I'm liking this. I really feel like we got to put the Bible in here somewhere, people.
Yes. Yes.
Give me the Bible in this.
So
here
how about this? They're on an app where you can message people when you study the Bible. He DM'd her from his mom's account.
Here we go. There it is. Now don't forget pickleball. We got to keep pickleball.
Got to have pickleball. You can't not have pickleball. Got to be authentic here.
Yep.
It was a Christian pickleball league.
Yes. That's how you bring the Bible in there.
Right.
It was a Christian pickleball league.
Right. Okay. All right. All right. So okay.
He's happy. He says, you know, they've been together for a year. They've met doing Jesus stuff. You know, that's a perfect match. He's had sex before, so he won't disappoint her, you know, when it's time for them to have sex.
Oh, he won't?
You can't be sure about that.
You gotta see your air quotes again. He's had sex.
He's
before.
Had some kind of he's no longer a virgin and he's sex. Unhappy about
it. He did
that.
Something with his penis.
Right.
Basically.
Gotta put them air quotes out there.
You know, and he gave her a friendship bracelet. And that's what happened. So there you go. Tim Scott. He unveiled the girl. It's not gonna help his campaign, unfortunately, for him, but she's out there now.
And they're gonna be breaking up soon because ain't nobody gonna be able to identify them kids.
That one picture they had together, she was like, "What the fuck am I doing here?"
Seriously.
Told you he was walking and they was like, he got tired of it. He grabbed some intern or somebody in the back and was like, "You."
Right. Yeah, that's a bunch of articles. Who is Mindy Nose? Tim Scott's 47-year-old girlfriend. There's a few of those.
Pretend we're dating.
Yeah, what? People are like digging up all her info now.
No. Got on the stage. Notes. He was like, somehow, just smile. Just smile.
Just smile. Just it'll be over in a second. Don't worry about it. It'll just like sex. Just like when we have sex, it'll be over.
It's just like sex. Oh, so I heard.
From what I understand, is just like
sex. What I understand from what they've told me.
Yeah, you're an avid runner. You might want to start running.
She's 47. Well, the reason why they cast her as 47 is because that puts her in the ballpark of his age.
Yeah, he's 58. She's 47.
That's why they cast her as that, Bridget.
Yeah, they.
I'm
you know,
still
they
going
have
with casting, by the way.
They have that a puts connection
her in the safe ballpark.
They got together on a Bible app, just like a lot of people do.
Good casting, good story structure call right there.
Is there this? So there's an app where you study the Bible together with other people on the app and talk to them.
And
is that
if there is an app? So, if there is an app,
I mean,
by
probably
on,
sure.
Yes, there's an app that you can study the Bible on.
They have one for farmers and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Farmers only.
BiblesOnly.com.
Jesus Bibles and penis. did you guys see the video, by the way, of Mario Lopez code switching?
Yeah.
Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez. People were like,
"Believe you
shocked
ain't
seen
this."
That Mario.
No,
Lopez.
I don't.
I mean, his name, last name is Lopez. What did they think?
I mean, what was he speaking Spanish? Is that what was going on?
He was speaking Spanish, but English also with an accent. Like he was around
what
his
probably
friends.
Happened was his name popped up somewhere for me, and I don't like him.
He's a MAGA
guy, damn. Right?
I don't like Mario. I don't like Mario Lopez. So,
you definitely need to see this video then.
This is him. One of his friends is filming it. There's other friends around. He's eating with his friends. All right. So this is him. And then there's a response video where he comes out later and kind of talks about all the response he got to it.
Okay, we're at Mariscos, El Bigotón. Got my friend Funes right here. We got some classics. Ceviche de camarón con mayonesa. I like it with mayonnaise. This is basically a shrimp tostada. I like the salty, kind of sweet combo right there. Then we've got a cóctel de camarón right here. Ooh. Right, you get down on that? I got some Valentina. We got Porfis, but I like the guacamaya. Ooh. We'll get right there.
You put that on tostadas too?
I put that on tostadas too.
All right, let me try
it. Yeah, and we get that. Oh, no, this is a good one right here, though. It might be a little too spicy for you.
Oh, golly.
Always Modelo time. Funes don't drink. He's good. I'm not so disciplined.
He remembers.
Okay. All right, here we go. These are fire. That salsa de guacamaya, not that spicy,
but it's good.
But it got good flavor. It got a little kick, but good flavor. All right. I like going with the old school saltine crackers. You like tostadas? Yeah. You don't want anything else?
No, no.
He's on a diet. He's on a diet.
I just cleaned my stomach yesterday.
Too much information, Rick. TMI right there, homes.
How's that?
The jugo's good. The camarones are real big.
Have you ever tried one with octopus?
Yeah, I've got it with octopus. Right. I'm going to try some more stuff right now. Now, we're really getting down. All right, this taco right here is a new item they have. It's got camarones with shrimp, cotija cheese, chile poblano. Basically like a little chile relleno right here, but a taco.
Okay, so that video, he was trending on Twitter because of that.
Oh,
so
I would eat the hell out of all of that.
The response video, he was like... I had some camarones tacos. my experience was good.
Nothing
but
wrong.
Some people, the hot sauce was kind of hot. They did.
Who was it?
Family.
And let's
what's
talk his about
name
it.
Said, you
let's
know,
talk about it with an accent.
You know, that black guy at your office, he don't talk like that.
Yeah, that's what people don't understand. They accused him of code switching.
Well, no, I don't think they understood.
He got a response video where he talked directly about what was happening.
Yeah.
I can tell you what was happening. That's how he talks. The way that you hear him talking, that's his job.
That's his natural talking style.
That's how he talks.
So he went viral because people were like, wow, I've never heard even this tweet that I posted. Since when did Mario Lopez become George Lopez? And so they're like, I never heard him talk like that before because I guess people were unfamiliar
by
with
what appears to be a white woman, by the way, who right. said that joke.
Right. So he's people, I guess, don't understand code switching or they've never heard him talk like that. I've never heard
because they don't have to. White people never switch.
He's not around you.
And there are a lot of other people on Twitter just saying, wow, he's good looking. Like some people were just not even
engaging. Well, he is a good looking kid.
Engaging.
Everybody knows he looks good. Mm-hmm. Good looking,
of course. He's a good looking kid.
How about say he our age?
Yeah, he's in his late 40s, I think. So this is him now.
He's a grown man.
A couple of days later, he's talking about all the feedback and all the responses. He was trending on Twitter. He was talking about that.
So all kinds of people just hit me up right now because evidently I'm trending on Twitter. And I was like, why? What'd I do? I was trying to rack my brain. And apparently it's because people don't think I'm Mexican. Is that a trip? With a name like Mario Lopez.
Well, you're English.
Yeah, I'm English. Tootie over here thinks I'm British. But well, you know what? They've been thinking I'm everything from Italian to Hawaiian, but I'm not. It's the weirdest thing.
Every white people.
I was born in Chula Vista, border town right there in Tijuana. My parents are from Culiacán, Sinaloa. And I think it's because I've been doing these food videos on social with my homies. And it's a lot of Mexican food, a lot of mariscos I love to eat. And, you know, I'm saying foo and homes and a lot of like slang and just kind of being yourself. And I can't be like that on Access Hollywood or my radio show. Mm-mm. Trying to cash these checks. I can't be sounding all.
You could be like that.
I gotta keep it a little more polished and buttoned up. But my whole circle is even Mexicano. That's Tootie. Tootie don't look it with those little Nana glasses, but he's Mexican. That's Cornejo from Tijuana. Hey, viva. But I think it's funny. Twitter, you wild. You wild out there. Gracias por todo. Nos vemos pronto. Muah, besos.
So they thought he was Slater the whole time.
Even his clique Mexican.
Right.
Yeah. That's when he won me over. I said, hold up, the crew Mexican? Mario, I respect this.
I respect him for keeping it real. He was like, I cast them checks, y'all.
Yeah, he said, I'm trying to cash these checks, man. I don't got time for this bullshit. Yeah.
The code switch is when he talks like that, not when he talks Mexican.
Yeah.
Right. When he talks
like I'm at work.
Yeah, the code switch.
That's
is
the me. Switch.
I thought you was Italian. Nigga, I'm at work. That's what I am.
Right. He is Republican, Ashley, I believe.
Was he a Trump guy? I think so. Yeah. I'm going to look it up to make sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of asking questions today.
I think
he was a right-wing guy. Mario Lopez says he supports Donald Trump.
I don't care about his code switching. I care about his, he's a Trump guy. He's a maggot.
I didn't know he was a Trump
anyway.
Dude.
I don't know. These quotes are from 2016. I don't know if he changed anything, but he did say in 2016, I think he was a Trump guy then. And entertainment television show Extra published the excerpt of new interview Republican candidate Donald Trump had with co-host Mario Lopez, where the presumptive GOP presidential nominee insisted his relationship with Hispanics is fantastic. There's not really a quote from Mario Lopez that says he's a Trump guy. He just seems to be cool with him in this article. But I know I've seen
this
something.
Thing about somebody black one time.
Oh, here's what he said. Hold on. Mario Lopez slammed for saying parents who support trans children are dangerous and alarming. Remember that vaguely.
Okay. I didn't even know that.
So that's
that
from
ain't
a,
the only code switching he doing at work.
That's from a website called the Gay Times. So he said it's dangerous as a parent to make the determination then, okay, you're going to be a boy or a girl. I don't know. Maybe there's a whole thing where he walked it back later.
Yeah. I'm looking at that now. Yeah.
Well, I remember back in the day, there was a little sliver of a rumor that he may be on the fence about his sexuality himself. Okay. So he's got to bring the bravado. I'm not gay.
He might not be as right wing as I sort of remember, but I remember hearing maybe it's a trans thing, which he did walk back.
Oh, he walked it because he was probably getting lit up by people he worked with.
Well, he did a Candace Owens show.
Of course he did, DJ.
I think he walked it back as in clarified, not necessarily said that's not what I meant, but that was taken out of context. He did Candace Owens' show.
Always taken out of context.
Well, I got to give him credit. That doesn't make him too much different than a lot of Latino men.
Right.
Yeah, right.
If we're just going to go by Trump support, I don't think that puts him outside of the race at all.
No, man.
Don't believe me. Just go look up the statistics.
Yeah. Go look at the stats. Go look at the numbers. Yep. He said one time about, I remember he was dating one of the girls on Dancing with the Stars. Cause he had been on Dancing with the Stars. He was dating the Russian one, I believe. And she was dancing with some brother, some football player. And he said, because they asked him, what do you think of her dancing with this guy? Cause the kid was really good looking. I can't remember who the football player was. And she was like, I don't mind. you know, I mean, as long as he's respectful. And I was like, okay, if you grew up around Mexican men, you know that when they speak about black men, they always say, demand that we be respectful, because in their mind, we're fucking animals that aren't, that don't respect women, and we do this, we do that, blah, blah, blah,
okay.
blah.
So not the traditional respectful. Yeah, okay.
That's the beginning of their slur of black people.
Oh, I wouldn't even have picked up on that.
Me either. I'd have been
You didn't grow up around. I grew up around that.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Mario Lopez apologized for his ignorant and insensitive comments about trans children. He walked that back. Here's the problem with Googling Mario Lopez and trying to find stuff about politics. There's a group called Hispanic Leadership Fund, which is conservative. And the head of that group is Mario Lopez, different Mario Lopez.
Damn.
So if you're looking for
that Mario, Mario.
So maybe that's why Mark and Randolph hate him. It's not even the same Mario Lopez.
It's the other Lopez.
It's the other Mario Lopez. Completely different guy.
You're right, Tammy. It was Karina Smirnoff. The thing about that, I knew immediately looking at that, I was like, I've heard that before. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. I know where you're at, buddy. Fuck you.
Okay. I didn't even know that.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Not I mean, he lost me with MAGA. I'm off of it. But I understood exactly what that video meant.
I know what the video was.
I would still eat like, the hell out of that food, though. That ain't gonna change my mind on that.
Well, I'm glad you're sticking to your guns, Karen.
Yeah. I told y'all, child. When it come to food, I will tap dance my ass right on up in there.
So this is the Mario Lopez.
This is Mario H. Lopez from the Hispanic Leadership Fund. Different Mario Lopez.
That means he's got to spend his days fending off this guy's ignorance.
No. He's like, I'm closet Republican. Can y'all leave me out of this shit?
Right.
Can I just support y'all motherfuckers on a down low?
Right.
Appointed by Orrin Hatch. Jesus Christ.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I saw something where people were in a Reddit thread say he deleted a tweet on election day that said, look at your 401ks before voting. And this is when Trump was up for re-election.
Okay. What do I got to do with anything?
I have no idea.
Come on, 401k.
I have no idea.
Was it about the economy or something? Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know if he's trying to say the Trump economy was good or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
Taxes went up under that motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah.
and people got mad because their refunds went down because he wanted to quote unquote simplify the tax.
$1,500 checks.
Okay. $1,500 ain't the hood, nothing.
In the hood, Trump.
The hood loved Donald Trump.
He loved Trump.
That money, the hood loves us. Really? Really?
Right.
Mm-mm. Get out of here.
Name five hoods. Right. Ain't the hood top five hits.
Top three hoods.
Liar.
Georgetown. Beverly Hills.
Orange County. That whole place is a hood.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Loch Ness.
Robin Hood.
Sherman Oaks.
Lynchburg, South Carolina,
which is a real place.
There's one in Virginia too. Lynchburg.
Tupelo, Mississippi. Mm-hmm.
Over off Robert E. Lee Street, they fuck with him heavy.
Pretty hood over there. We all listen to Jelly Roll.
And Jelly Rolls are jams.
Jams and jellies.
Did y'all see the Soul Glow drop? The drop.
Yeah. Yeah. And you sent in the link. Who sent it in the link? It was Troy, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think I sent it.
Oh, I didn't look at that. What was that?
Andy, look on YouTube.
The guy that sang Soul Glow.
Yeah, and look up Nile Rodgers Soul Glow.
On YouTube?
He just did a tiny desk.
Oh, he did Soul Glow on Tiny Desk.
Click on the video.
That's hilarious.
and look at the guy.
Nile Rodgers and Chic, Tiny Desk concert.
Yeah,
I got the whole thing here. Did they
should
break
be
it
a
down?
Soul? It should say something about a Soul Glow drop because some they've shortened it down.
Oh yeah, that must be on a YouTube short. Let me search shorts. Let Your Soul Glow. Okay, that must be it. Soul Glow. Yeah, that's it. Hold on, let me pull it up. Let Your Soul Glow. right, I'm gonna refresh it. So I haven't watched this Tiny Desk.
It's good. You know how long he's been waiting to do that?
Yes, and
know,
I
because you know when the movie came out, he was walking around going, "Y'all know that's me, right?" Like, what the fuck
are you? Right. Right, because I've never seen the original artist. I was like, "Oh, that voice come out of that face."
You know that's me, right? That ain't you. He been telling that story for years.
Years, and ain't nobody believed him. Cause I wouldn't have. I ain't gonna. I'd be like, you don't get out of here.
Because now was setting up something else, and he just jumped in with that. I'm like, he's been waiting. I'm taking this moment. He had Eminem in his mind as he was sitting there listening to Nile. Then did one shot, one moment.
He's ready.
So he is literally the guy. From 30
that's
years ago?
What they say. That's the dude.
Or 35 years ago?
That's the dude. That's what they're saying. I'm like, he's been sitting on that for a long time.
He can still hit those notes unless, I mean.
That's what I was about to say after all these years.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're a professional, you're a professional. I mean.
There's a musician named BJ the Chicago Kid who's got, he's kind of like a soul R&B guy. His Tiny Desk, he opened it with the East Side High theme.
Really?
Yeah, no, he's not.
That's
from
my jam. I got that shit memorized. Bay Side. Yeah.
Yeah, he opened it with that.
Like it was my school theme song.
Let me see. Hopefully,
you know what song I have memorized is the rap from Revenge of the Nerds.
Ah, that's a good one.
I got that shit memorized.
It will not
leave my brain.
Booger Presley on a mean guitar.
Yes.
And a rap by Naomi Lamar.
Yeah.
I used to know the rap from Teen Witch. Top that. Top Teen that. Teen Witch. That was my shit.
It's amazing the things that stick in our minds when you were like, I can recall that at any time.
I'll see if we don't get kicked off YouTube. I'll play a few seconds of this. This is BJ the Chicago Kid.
Fair Eastside, Fair Eastside, by thy side we'll stand and always praise thy name.
Damn.
To heaven.
Yeah, he's good. He's worth looking into.
Why?
So, I don't know.
Say the name.
Yes, Chad.
I think it's on Spotify too, his version of that.
Why?
I absolutely love Tiny Desk. So you can see all these people that made your favorite songs. And you're like, I love that song. Don't know who made it or wrote it.
Right.
Why?
That's also, I knew the rap from Half Baked.
Yes, that's another good one.
I want to talk to Samson.
Yes. Oh.
Send me to the moon like that bitch Alice Crampton. Because it's all being black and gifted. Oh, my shit.
Tiny said Smokey Robinson is, I think he did his Tiny Desk already, but I don't know if it's aired yet. I think he recorded
Smokey Robinson do his anti-cocaine song?
Anti-gang
Smoking
song?
Smoking that dope. Shooting that cool.
Well,
gang banging.
Yeah, his Tiny Desk was out there.
Gang banging.
They posted it 3 weeks ago. October 16th, they posted it. His new album is all about like sex, right? The new Smokey Robinson album.
Yes, it is. What
orgasms?
Yeah, oh, I'm about to say orgasms, but
orgasms.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
That's all wrong. In the right category, though. Just take off the or.
Yeah. The songs are called like You Fill Me Up.
Yeah.
Here it is. I Want to Know Your Body. He's in his 80s. I fit
Why
in
are
there.
You looking at Grandpa Tanya? Tanya said that man is fine. That 87-year-old man is
Smokey
fine.
Can still get it.
Smokey still smoking, apparently.
87-year-old man.
I fit in there is one of them. Mm-hmm. Roll around.
Has anyone hit play on me?
I have.
I know the titles, but I haven't heard a review of the album yet.
I have not.
No, me either. Not, maybe I'll, maybe that'll be the dog walk theme for this for today.
Not gonna go with top that.
I don't think so.
Suicidal, idiotic, disconnected, disrespected. How would you ever really want to go and top that? Top that? Top that?
I'm looking at Smokey Robinson's that album, Gasms, on Spotify. They gives you the hit count, the number of plays. The least, the one that's been played the least is "I Fit In There." That has only.
Damn.
Actually, no. "Roll Around" and "I Want to Know Your Body." They all have around 25,000-30,000 hits. But "You Fill Me Up," actually, I know I got it wrong. "You Fill Me Up" has 18,000 hits. That's the least played track on that album.
What's the dumbest hip hop?
Somebody playing it.
What's the dumbest hip hop song you got in your head?
Doo-Doo Brown.
Doo-Doo Brown. Don't, is Doo-Doo Brown dumb though, or is it just ignorant? There's a difference there.
Okay, you just changing the rules on me.
Same categories. Well,
I'm thinking about like Mr. Tongue Twister. That's a dumb song.
Mr. Tongue Twister. Okay.
Remember that Tongue Twister? That was before Twister was Twister. He was Mr. Tongue Twister.
Now, why is it dumb exactly?
It's, you got to hear it. We can't play it, so it was just a dumbass song.
I did a mile run this morning, and I was listening to Spotify, and Doo-Doo Brown was one of the songs that came up on my run. And I know people were like, "Look at me,
running out of
like, what is wrong with this motherfucker right here?
Stand still." Yes, him and his child Luke. And then you was hurting yourself trying to keep up with the beat.
Also, he was barely rapping. He wasn't. Yeah. He was more talking than rapping. He was like,
"I'm fine with that."
Don't like Pepsi, always Coke.
Yes,
you got the right one, baby. Yeah, dope.
And then, what's funny is the next song after that was "Too Short, Ring the Bell." I was like, "Oh, they trying to kill a brother."
Wait, he made "Ring the Bell" and "Blow the Whistle." I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
I didn't even put that together till just now.
It's definitely Uchi Wally. You think Uchi Wally is a dumb song?
Uchi Wally definitely dumb.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's but
yeah, it's a pretty dumb song.
But it's also sad because, I feel like, I feel like Horse had the best verse. That's the saddest part. I'm like, Nas, come on, man. Like, I get that Eminem killed Jay-Z on Renegade, but that's Eminem.
Right.
This nigga is Horse. No one's ever going to remember him.
Mm-mm. Yeah, what was Horse's follow-up?
Right. Horse ain't got no second song. that song was ignorant as fuck.
That's a lot of stupid shit that I love. That's why I don't be getting mad at the kids. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, I like dumb shit, too. Get mad at you folks just because
it's funny when people try to act like the new rappers is raunchy and shit. Mm-hmm. Like Pussy Hole Pete, Booty Hole Brown. I'm like, I hear y'all, but I remember rapping along to "Little Young Thing, Gonna Run Your..." "Like, Gonna Put My Dick Around Your Tongue Ring." I don't think that was necessarily the most upstanding position.
Come on, I was popping. "There's some hoes in this house. If you see them, point them out. Pop that coochie, baby. Pop that coochie. Y'all get the fuck out my face, old people."
Yeah, I remember "Face Down, Ass Up."
That's, right. That's the way we like the fuck.
Yes.
Plus, everybody knows all the words to "Slob on My Knob."
Yes, like "Horn on a Cup."
And 100% of us know that "When I Fucked You Last Night, Baby."
Yeah.
"When you opened up your gap." Like, we are not better.
No, we are not.
Yeah, Horse.
We are no better.
Horse went last on Uchi Wally, right? He was the last verse.
When it comes to, I feel like we've looked at these.
We have. We did
before.
Not that long ago.
When it comes to sex, I'm similar to the thriller in Manila.
Just call me Horse, the pussy filler.
I'll fuck a big bone to slim chick, beat that pussy up real quick, then send home the bitch. That don't even go together.
Yeah, even when I talk like that.
Send home the bitch? Why are you saying like that? Didn't you say send the bitch home? I don't. I guess it had to rhyme with chick.
Rhyme.
But bitch and chick don't rhyme.
Close enough. Close enough. You know, he's
okay.
Sound like a rapist to me.
Ain't no sleeping in my bedroom when Henny's in my dick. Henny's in your dick, dog. When Flex dropped the bomb, I bust a nut on this bitch.
What?
Give throat, sees the goal to come drinking hoes. What?
Can you just picture four niggas in a studio writing the most insane pornographic shit? Just four dudes, no women in sight.
Right.
Exactly. What you think about this?
The way I thug.
Hey, Nas, what you think about this? I'm saying, so I say, I fuck a big bone or a slim chick, beat that pussy up, send the bitch home?
No.
Not, wait. Say that again.
Send home the bitch.
Oh, no, thank you. Yeah. Thank man. That's why you the GOAT. That's why you the greatest rapper all time.
Send home the bitch.
Send home the bitch. That man, I should have seen that. It's so obvious.
Like Nia Long in a cherry thong with the lights on, sipping Perry on with Kelly Price on.
With Kelly Price on.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I go on and on and on.
I need head in the Benz, Ford, or the coupe. I need head in the step. I remember that head part. That was big in the club.
Yeah, he's just rhyming on with on.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Why not? Lights on, price on.
Why not?
But then he'll make the pussy sing the song. Ooh, chee wally wally. Ooh, chee bang bang.
Yeah, I was just here for the chorus.
It was so embarrassing that like 5-year stretch when Nas needed a commercial hit. It's like because he had everything else in the Jay-Z versus Nas debate, but he never was gonna have the streets in the club like that.
Right.
And it didn't stop him from trying.
It just wasn't him. It didn't fit. Yeah. Everyone knew it but him for a while. Everyone knew
him and his fans tried to make excuses like it's easy to do a club song. I'm like, why he keep failing?
It is right. Not easy.
It's so fucking easy. Why it's not working?
Because the club is fickle. You don't never know what they're going
to
like.
It's hard to do that shit, man. It's okay if he can't do that shit. They used to. He don't. See, that's the thing. Jay-Z sold out. I'm like, because he can.
Right. Nas was trying to code switch to club music.
Right.
He can't do man. It.
Tony,
I remember that
you on your price. Would you back it up?
Yes, that was my jam, though.
You know, Nas can't make a club song because even his club song was too deep. It took you back out of the fun. He's like, oh, me back like 48 because the blacks. I'm like, oh, now come on, I won't be thinking about that. She's supposed to be wanting it on me in the club.
Wrong place for that, Nas. Come on.
Right. God, they throw some slavery in there.
Yeah, Nas tried on the mafioso outfit for a while. He was trying to be that dude. He was trying to be like all these things. It's like, dude, you had it right the first time. You were the outsider, observational guy. You had it right. I mean, granted, it doesn't sell as much. But that was you. That was
you gotta be okay with that.
Yeah.
Nobody will ever top Illmatic like that, dog. That shit was such a flame ass debut album. To this day, it goes hard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's it's consensus at this point, basically. Yeah. Number one. Maybe someone will say not top three or something, but it's like it's
this part of this song was I see the shackles on your feet.
Yes. I remember that.
God damn it, Nas. We were so close.
There's nothing sexy about that, sir.
You know? Oh, that's my man, though. I love him.
Yeah, it's just not him. He's not the club guy. That's fine. Yeah. It's okay to not be the club guy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Most of the people in the audience aren't club guys.
Yeah, uh-huh. And then what's crazy is he kind of started blowing up more when he stopped making... Like, people just took his songs and made him... played them in the club. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. One Mic's not a club song at all.
No, right, it's not.
Exactly.
It's not really a big radio song.
They were forcing that shit in there.
Yeah, people would throw that fucking One Mic on, though.
Yep.
Trying to put a square peg in a round hole.
Yeah.
I did love If I Ruled the World, though. But that might be because I love Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I love that shit. You can't tell me nothing.
You mean Miss Mental Health?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Safe space. You know what I'm saying?
It's chakra.
We gotta protect our mental health, y'all.
And heal.
A lot of y'all going into jobs right now, y'all hate. Every day.
Y'all gonna let that go. Rod,
tell me about it.
Chaos. Rod spreading chaos across Twitter is what I live for. Just weird chaos just going across Twitter. I'm like, why is Rod doing this?
They get so weirdly angry about it.
They do get mad.
As soon as I see the tweets, I'm like, why is he doing this?
You know why? Because it goes against all. I'm using their tools against them. Because they the ones that believe in this shit. Isn't like they the ones where you like. No, if you don't feel good, you should never have to do anything you don't want to do. All right.
Right.
Are we sure? Because when a motherfucker don't show up to their concert because they didn't feel good, y'all don't have that same energy.
No, I know I don't.
Seem like y'all want them to come through and do what the fuck they supposed to do, despite their mental health.
Hey, man, she does it in the name of God. So
listen, they lucky she even showed up. I felt that in my soul. I said, girl, I've been there. Y'all lucky I came to this bitch. What y'all are late? Late? Y'all better read a book.
Didn't y'all bring some knitting or something y'all can work right on?
Ain't no Kindles up in here? Hop on your phone and scroll that TikTok until I get ready.
Better put your headphones in and listen to the Miseducation album.
Bring a 1,000-piece puzzle. Make some friends.
Talk to your neighbors.
Talk to you. Meet some people. Look up on the screen. We're gonna play trivia. It's gonna be all the ladies versus all the fellas.
Didn't one of y'all bring an Uno deck? Not one.
Right. None of y'all got a pack of spades in y'all pocketbook. That's a speech I would have gave Oz Lauryn Hill. I'll be like, you see, that's the problem. We don't talk to each other anymore. How many of y'all sat here for 2 hours waiting on me and didn't say a damn thing to the person sitting next to you? That's the problem. And if you did, you just made a friend. You welcome. Y'all gonna be talking about this shit for years.
You know, what's funny is that Wednesday, that we had some bullshit team building shit at my job, and we were sitting at a table during the team building, and somebody was like, man, I wish we had some dominoes or stuff or something. And I was like, be right back.
Oh, yeah, went to my last car. You had the dominoes.
Went to my car and pulled out some dominoes and came back. I'm like, here you go.
That's what's up.
I think what Lauryn should do next.
Why do you have dominoes in your car?
Why don't you have dominoes?
You never know.
You never know.
When a game gonna break out, you don't need these. It's like I used to keep my hoop and stuff in my back, in my trunk. Everyone's never know.
Yeah, I used to keep a deck of cards, regular cards, just in case somebody be like, I'm gonna play spades. I'm like, I got you.
Lauryn Hill should come out. She should troll. She should come out and like act like she's introducing a song.
Mm-hmm.
And then just go backstage again. Just come out. Like, I know you guys, you're a little upset that I'm a little late tonight, but you know what? Like, sometimes everything is everything. And then the crowd cheers and she just walks backstage.
Every time they make a thread, I'll be laughing because somebody was like, here's a thread of how she doesn't treat people good that are artists and all this stuff. I was like, yeah, but if you like change the name to Prince, we'll be like, this motherfucker was a diva. Okay. Right. See, he wasn't gonna let you fuck up his band, but when it's
same
when
thing
it's
with Lauryn, James Brown.
Yeah, when it's Lauryn, it's too far.
Yeah, they just want more. Prince showed up for his shows, I guess. He never had that reputation. People they want whatever the minimum is, she's not giving people that at this point. Right. She's not making music. She's barely showing up.
Well, she's giving them the minimum a lot of nights.
Some nights.
Like, it's not every show that goes viral. It's like one show. Like, you got like a 1 in 10 chance.
Right.
That you'll be at one of these iconic 2-hour late shows.
Right. Yeah, she's, I don't know. I mean, it's the Fugees are on this show, too. I don't know who's going up on that. Is she going up after the Fugees for her solo shit, or is it the other way around? Because
my favorite part is we're now gotten to the point where when you admit it, we don't have sympathy for you.
Right.
Like, I don't know why you told everybody you spending money on Lauryn Hill in 2023, because it's not going to work out how you think.
Right. That's on you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you would see the photos after the show.
I drove 5 hours, and when I got there, they said, did they? Is that what they said?
Now, why you do that? why would you do that? You know how I buy Lauryn Hill tickets if I'm already walking around the area,
right?
And they like, oh, it's a Lauryn Hill concert in there. And you're like, oh shit, okay, she already on stage, or
she just got on. Actually,
she just went on. Okay, should I hop on?
Yeah, and then that's the other thing. She'll show up on time and do like a 25-minute set and then just walk off stage. Like, even then, you're like, oh, I got one of the good shows. And then she just.
I guess she's doing, she's doing the original versions now, because I haven't heard that complaint in a while.
Yeah.
Because for a while, she was remixing the hits. She was like, it's a rock and roll version tonight, baby.
And I was like, the fuck is this?
Come on out, Slash.
Guitar.
Like, I saw some of those fucking videos when they was going viral, like, oh man, it had to be like 8 years ago or something.
Yeah.
When she was doing the hits, but not the way she recorded them.
Yeah. Woo.
Them people were mad as hell. She justified it by saying, well, Slash is black, so.
She is an artist, and if that helps her mental health to do those shows like that, then you just have to
accept. And she is sensitive about her shit.
You need to hear a slowed down jazz version of doo-wop, that thing.
That's what you're going with. That's what you're getting tonight.
You know who else does weird reworked versions of all their songs? Bob Dylan. He still tours, and people still go see that shit.
They love him.
He can't even sing.
Well, you know who comes out on stage on time? Bob Dylan. So
at 80 years old. Yeah. This is a recent clip from this is, I think, a reworked version of X Factor, because I think it's
woman That's who can't bad. Write any more songs. This is what this
Why does
is.
She look like a albino ladybug?
That's what this, is, what this is. Mental health.
She looks like Cruella DeVille is what she looks like.
I this love
is what
this outfit.
Is. This is somebody who can't write the original songs, so they're just taking the old songs. It's just I'm gonna say it every different way I possibly can.
Yeah, like on the sad part of it is she's been open about basically mentally breaking down because of the industry.
Yeah.
And she never really rebuilt herself, like she just got destroyed.
We talked about her. When we talked about Wednesday, maybe I was saying if you listen to the Unplugged album, that's like a demo tape for what she was working on for the next thing. And there are some gems or potential gems if the right producer, you know, got with her. And there are a couple songs that are like fully formed and done. There's a bunch that are like mostly formed, but it's like at that point she could have picked any producer. She could have picked young Kanye West. She could have picked hip hop producers, R&B producers, and done whatever she wanted. And that clout is gone now.
Yeah.
There was a moment in time.
And I think she self-sabotaged because like some of that stuff was from the way she treated people based off of her experience with the previous people she worked with.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's just a cycle that the shit is never going to be productive.
Yeah.
I listened to that Robert Glasper interview. Somebody in the chat room was mentioning talking about working with her. That shit is bananas.
Yeah.
If you ever heard of that.
Yeah. I mean, again, being late, people not getting paid, all that shit. But I don't know. Definitely, even if you listen to the Unplugged album, she's talking about her mental health then. It was like 2002 when she recorded that. She's crying in one of the songs. She seems to be, even at that point, struggling to hang on. And she was pretty young and, you know, put out there on this pedestal as the next big thing. And I think the weight of that was too much.
Yeah, she was way ahead of the curve with that kind of shit. But
yeah.
But it's also she tested the limits, man. It's also the truth of this shit is everybody's fake when they talk about their mental health stuff. Because at the end of the day, if you ain't producing,
right,
motherfuckers Nobody get a little less tolerant.
Right.
Like, you know, truth of the matter is, like, it's probably really brave and bold what she's trying to do and pushing herself to this point. But she clearly can't do it on a consistent basis. She can do it.
She can't. That one album didn't make her as much money as you would think. I mean, it was 25 years ago. She's got a family. She had those tax issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's got to make money, and she just can't, for whatever reason, do all the things it takes to be a star.
Not 100% of the time. And when she was doing it, she's very open about how fucked up it was. Like, she didn't like being a sex symbol. She didn't like being managed. She didn't like motherfuckers trying to take credit away from her work. She didn't like any of that shit.
Yeah. It's just these alternate realities where that Unplugged album becomes something. Maybe she falls in with the Soulquarians, neo-soul movement in the early 2000s. Right. Like, but she went to Florida and got married and started having kids. And she was away from even maybe the positive influences in music. Because she could have gotten with some like-minded people that gave her some cover. And she seemed to be sort of away from all that during those formative times.
For a person that didn't really seem to want to be a star in that way anyway. Right. Like, even at the height of her fame, a lot of her shit was about how all this is fake. The industry is fake. Then you had the shit with Y Club being married and cheating and all this shit. Like, it just fucked her up, man. She got serious trust issues. I'm always halfway joking because it's funny as fuck. But it's also, I mean, it's also kind of the truth. Like, she had a breakdown that she just never
Never recovered.
Got back. Right. She never got back. It's kind of sad.
And people really
want her
back.
She's on that stage. Yeah. Y'all be thankful.
Yeah.
People really, really want her back.
People will tolerate a lot to hope she's back.
You gave all that money because she went around this world playing these songs because she does it on Death for God.
Mm-hmm.
You people can't be satisfied.
Y'all remember when she was having the tax problems and she put out that one rap song that was like 3 minutes of rap, no chorus. Like, it was just like, whoa. Like, and it was a lot of Jesus-y God shit in that. I was like, oh my God, she's gone.
That's when you need a producer to like shape the song with you. Like, let's do something about this.
She is out of here.
Yeah. She's not the only one who's had like Sly Stone kind of fell off. Like, he had mental health things. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. He fell apart. It's not something that's uncommon necessarily. The industry does crush people.
Yeah, we're not even counting on the motherfuckers that just off themselves.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Couldn't handle it. Guy got addicted and never came out of it, you know, and came shells of their former selves. Like, it happens. D'Angelo from the same era, he was like a perfectionist and couldn't bring himself to bring out something he thought was not that good. Mos Def kind of pulled away from the limelight. He could have been the next GOAT rapper, and his next two albums after his first one were like uneven and not really trying. And that, I mean, again, that was that era where it's like maybe people just didn't trust the machine coming
shouldn't
out.
We seen the contracts,
right?
Yeah. They were fucked up.
A lot of motherfuckers that did have three good albums in a row. Like, man, I wish I had the money from that.
Yeah, they got nothing. Yeah. And there was that independent spirit that came out of the 90s where there was a lot of indie labels, a lot of people selling shit out of their trunk and DIY shit across music and other art forms. And then the industry snatched it all back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And that's where a lot of these people were getting their record deals.
Yeah. You know, and also, I think a lot of the music industry is angry because now the quality and the standards have lowered, but people are like, fuck you, I go straight to my audience now. But this is why the music is kind of all over the place, and you get people, they blow up, and they're not quote unquote prepared to be on these stages. People are like, they're terrible. I was like, because they didn't have to go through the circuits and shit to learn how to perform in front of crowds.
Yeah, it's always like half, I never know where the joke stops for me and Lauren, because half of it is like legitimately just hilarious, and then half of it is like, but for real, man, lay off of her. She's fucked up, guys. We know it. Like, how long are we gonna be mad at this woman?
Okay, so the problem here is that you can't keep asking me for money if you're Lauryn Hill.
Well, she's not asking. Well, you coming? When you're going out on tour, guess what? You ain't got to buy the ticket.
Go fund me.
You're not coming. Right, and they don't have to either.
And that's their problem. Yeah.
Yeah, you take it. This like going to NASCAR knowing it be raining sometimes. I'm not on your side no more.
Like,
you had me about like 8 years ago. I'm like, that's fucked up.
She can only get me one time good like that, and I ain't going.
She ain't got to hit you but once, Randolph.
All I need to do is keep hearing people say she got people. I'm like, oh, I ain't going.
Yeah.
Oh, she got you too? Oh, well.
She announced this tour. I'm pretty sure Fuji's had to stop in Charlotte. I did not get tickets.
I didn't either.
I didn't.
I'm not about to be one of these people.
The person who lives in this house is related to me. My marriage was on me. Y'all heard her. On me to get them tickets. I was like, I'm not.
And let me tell you something. Yet? If I did get the tickets, y'all, and she ain't show up, y'all will never know.
You would never know.
I wouldn't say a goddamn thing. I'd be mad in silence.
Oh, I'd have said it too. If you had said it, I'd be like, Rod, why did you buy
it? I'd be mad at me. I'm not going to be mad at her. I'm like, oh, no, I fucked up.
Why did you buy this? I was like, it's too much of a gamble to buy these tickets. That's three. She's like, yeah, let's take Ava. I'm like, that's three tickets?
There was no drama at that show, right? I don't remember anything.
Mm-mm. I didn't hear anything, but it's too much of a gamble.
Yeah, that's
because I might be the one out of the 10.
That's all I'm saying. Like, it's funny because more than likely she's at most of the concerts in a reasonable time doing a decent job because you never hear about those. But it's just enough.
Yeah,
right.
It's happening just enough for me to be like, can't give you my money, Lauren. I'm sorry.
But I can't do it, sis.
Like, I've heard too many stories.
Yeah, if it was just like a one out of every 25 times, I'd do it.
She should change
the
name.
If it was just a one off,
just change the name to hit or miss Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
she's I'm looking at they have the Fuji set list from the Capital One Arena show. I guess there's a separate Lauryn Hill set list from her set. And I didn't hear anything
that
about
says a lot through. That she the only one could do a separate thing. Why Wyclef and Proz right. ain't doing Wyclef had like at least 2-3 good albums.
Yeah, it's the 25th anniversary of Miseducation. It's all about that. Yeah, who cares about the carnival at this point?
That's interesting.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you guys ready for John Forte?
You feel like I feel okay, like
so then
Wyclef should be able to vamp until she get there.
Right.
Yeah, so then I'm there.
A 4-hour set.
He got so it. He got the hits.
Buy these tickets. We get there, and then let's say she goes into some song, and then it's some weird reinterpretation of a song. Man, shit.
That's the other risk.
To hear you experiment.
Yeah. But like I said, I wonder if she's not doing that as much anymore because I haven't heard that complaint in years.
Yeah, that clip I just played is from this tour. It's definitely reworked, but it sounded good.
Right. It wasn't like the shit I saw 8 years ago. It was like, it was like, if I were the world, if I were the world, right. if I were the world, everything get it. You're like, what are you doing, Lauryn? That's not how that song goes.
Right. What if Lost Ones was a samba? What?
Right.
Why?
Right.
Why? None of us asked for that.
Right. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you... I was like, look, girl.
No.
They gonna fucking burn this place down. Slow down and play the song.
Hope you guys like our new direction. Free jazz.
Oh. I will always love her, though. I don't care.
Yeah.
Reform Jazz Odyssey from Lauryn Hill.
When I was a college freshman, I pissed my sweet mates off so bad. They stole my CD because I would replay the single of off of Love Jones, her song off of Love Jones. I just would replay it all day on repeat. They're like, dude, that's enough, man.
Right.
And I'd be in there singing hard as fuck. God, they hated that
the
shit.
Sweetest thing.
Yeah. Sweetest thing I ever know, like a kiss to the collarbone.
Chad, that used to be me and Maxwell. I used to throw that Maxwell. Ooh, Chad, I would be all you in here.
Oh, my college roommate would play In Vogue's Never Gonna Get It on repeat to the point I was like, all right, that's enough, dude. I'm sorry.
Actually, I became a Jay-Z fan. Because one of my sweet mates left for the fucking weekend and left Volume 1 playing on loop and loud as fuck, and we couldn't get in the room.
Oh, shit.
And I went from hating to like being like, this man, this fucking shit, play this shit one more. Fucking do it. And then like 2 hours later, I was in that motherfucker like, just in the summer rain, I ain't think of them without my sunshine. And Sunshine's the worst song on the album. And I knew all the words. He came back Monday. I said, hey, who is this? He's like, Jay-Z. I was like, oh, okay.
Did he leave it running just to fuck with you guys, like on purpose?
Nah, man, he was from New York and absent-minded, just a dumbass. Like, I think eventually, like, a dorm person came and shut it off, but goddamn, Ed.
Right.
Oh, y'all had to go get the RA?
Yeah, we had to get an RA to come turn it off, Jason. And be like, yo, turn, what the fuck is wrong with Ed? And we were like, fuck it. And it was when he turned it off that I caught myself singing, be like, the imaginary players and shit. I was what's the difference between a 4.1 and a 4.6? 30, 40 grand, cocksucker, beat it.
you ever fuck with your sweet mates? Me and my roommate, we took tuna and put it into a little baggie.
I don't like this story.
And
I already don't like this story.
Stuck it in their AC unit.
Jesus, no, that's evil.
Oh.
Exactly.
Oh, that's diabolical. Yeah.
Stop talking.
That's just fucked up. Wrong with you.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
No.
No. Well, me and our sweet mates, we had this going back and forth.
Sweet mates, and they were all white boys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Called
okay,
in
I about to say that.
I went to an HBCU. We couldn't play like that.
No. A whole brawl
You have to fight somebody.
You have to fight your way out the suite.
Why do see that kind of shit and be like, "Hell, you got me, bro.
The thing was that I always came up with the most devious shit because I was like, okay, we're gonna end this now.
Fucking around them white boys.
And they're like, "Oh, that was so cool!"
Right?
And
then they come with that's some, why you like, can do it.
Flame. I'm like, okay.
If I did that shit, somebody's looking for me and gonna whoop my ass.
Yep.
Right.
And possibly more than once. This is the AC for a couple people room. they both want a piece of my ass. No thanks.
They were scared of me. So
let's bring this one home, y'all. All right, y'all. Thank y'all, chat room, so much for coming in with us always. We appreciate y'all. Y'all come on over to the Patreon. You know where it is. Drop a few dollars and join up.
We'll get the feedback next week. We got a few things we can get to, but that's all right.
They owe y'all something.
Yeah.
Showday.
Y'all come on back. We will be here for y'all. Y'all enjoy your week, and we will see y'all Monday. Anybody else got any concerns, anything?
No.
Oh, owe me back right. Like 40 acres to blacks.
There you go. All right, let's get it going. Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Karen Morrow.
I'm Rob Morrow.
And I'm Brother Mark.
Hey, we're three guys on.
I see the shackles on your feet.